Australia's banking regulator, APRA, today announced an independent inquiry into the Commonwealth Bank. The investigation comes amid allegations the bank was involved with money laundering and even terror financing. Politicians and experts are questioning whether the APRA inquiry is suitable, given the scope of the issue, and there have been some fresh calls for Royal Commission into the sector. Wire reporter Nicole Ng has more.
The banking regulator APRA announced today it's launching an inquiry into the Commonwealth Bank. It's not the first time the CBA has been accused of misconduct, and there are renewed calls for a royal commission into Australia's banks. MP Bob Katter has been a fierce advocate for a full-fledged inquiry. He says he's sceptical about whether the APRA probe will produce any real results.
There have been 15 inquiries similar to the APRA inquiry on the banks in the last 20 years. I think that's right. Initiated by the federal government. And every one of them has achieved absolute zero. A royal commission will deliver the spotlight of the media and public opinion upon what's been going on in the banks. And that's what we're after. Not a closed circuit, Caesar judging Caesar situation with the farcical APRA holding the reins on the horse.
A commission of inquiry known as the Fitzgerald Inquiry helped get to the root of the problem of police corruption in Queensland in the 80s. Bob Katter says it would have a similar effect for the banking sector.
In Queensland, we had a problem with police corruption. We could not weed it out, and so it was decided to have a full royal commission. Now, it cost the government dearly. Four ministers went to jail. But did we get rid of the corruption? Yes, we did. We would not have got the Commissioner of Police removed if it hadn't been for the spotlight of public opinion.
Labor MP Matt Thistlethwaite said a royal commission would have more power to investigate the sector.
There's no substitute for the probative powers of the royal commission. No body in Australia has the power to call witnesses, to produce documents. See, the government set up all of these inquiries and parliamentary committees to look at the banking industry, but they just don't have the same powers of a royal commission.
Matt Thistlethwaite says Labor supports reform of the banking and finance industry in Australia.
We welcome an inquiry into the cultural behaviour of the Commonwealth Bank, but really what is needed at the Commonwealth Bank and in the wider banking industry is a royal commission. We need to get to the bottom of the culture, the practices, the rip-offs, how they've affected Australian customers and what we can do about it in terms of legislation and reform to fix Australia's banking industry.
Experts are also questioning whether APRA is the appropriate body to be conducting this sort of inquiry. Elizabeth Sheedy from Macquarie University's Applied Finance Centre says business culture is not really APRA's area of expertise.
Historically, its expertise has been in, if you will, the quantitative disciplines. So things like regulating capital and liquidity. And being a regulator at analysing issues like culture is really quite different. Over the last couple of years, they have been building up their skills in this area. But I think they would be the first to acknowledge that this is still a relatively new area for them. They obviously feel that their own internal expertise is not sufficient at this point, and so they are appointing a panel which will include external experts.
Elizabeth Sheedy recently conducted an experimental research project into banking culture. She invited finance workers into a lab set up to mimic an everyday bank.
We had a few different scenarios, so we played around with, for example, the incentives. So some people had just a fixed payment, and in other cases there were incentive payments, so the more deals they got done, they would get paid more at the end of the hour. We gave them some rules that they were supposed to follow. In the lab environment, we're able to monitor whether people were complying with the rules or not.
The results were unsurprising.
Our hypothesis was that when there were cash incentives linked to profits, that people would be more inclined to break the rules. And that's exactly what happened.
It's hoped the APRA inquiry will shed more light on this sort of behaviour. Bob Katter remains hopeful, however, that he will secure enough crossbench support for a full commission into the banking sector.
If Barnaby Joyce is stood down, even if it's only for 2 or 3 months, the numbers are there to pull on the Royal Commission. George Christensen across the floor on this, and I have no doubt that he'll do it again. He will back my legislation. Crossbench is happy with that. The ALP is happy with that. So this is very real now. You know, there's only so long they can hold out the Royal Commission. And it's looking pretty good at the present moment.
Member for Kennedy, Bob Catter, ending that report there from Nicole.